Joining us, our Attorney General, Austin Knutson. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Austin.
Good to have you with us today. You're going to touch on something today that I think I don't know anybody that hasn't dealt with robocalls and isn't complaining about them. It seems like there's nothing we can do about them, but you're trying.
I am trying. I and 49 other states, actually. We recognize robocalls are still a thing. Certainly still a thing here in Montana. You know, we all know that the federal Congress passed the do not call list, and that was supposed to stop illegal robocalls. Well, what do we know about criminals? They find ways around the laws, and they're going to break the laws anyway. So what are we doing about it? We've actually joined and are actively working with an anti-robocall task force with all 49 other states. And what we're finding out is almost all of these illegal robocalls are coming from foreign countries. It's countries like India, it's countries like the Philippines, which, I mean, those are allies of the U.S., but we've got some bad actors inside those companies. And so what we're doing, we're finding out that there are literally giant call centers in some of these countries where people go to work every day, clock in, clock out. And it looks like it could be a call center. It looks like it could be maybe a tech support center. But these are literally buildings filled with people who are just hired to make these illegal scam phone calls. So how are they getting in the U.S.? Well, that's what we're specifically targeting. There are certain gateway carriers, and that's the term that we're using here. These gateway carriers are the intermediaries between these foreign corporations, these foreign entities. And these gateway providers are allowing access to the U.S. phone system through providers like Verizon and AT&T. So it's not Verizon and AT&T that are doing it. It's these gateway providers that are maybe kind of turning a blind eye and for a fee allowing these bad actors out of country access to our phone grid. So that's what we're really diving down into here.
Wow. You know, we had an interesting situation. My wife just got back from a trip overseas, and she's hurt one of her friends that they've both been educators for, oh my gosh, 5 decades together in different assignments, both overseas and here in the States. She lives on Hood Canal in Washington State. She got this text from my wife using the F word and saying that she was going to come over to our house and kill her. And, you know, of course, my wife would never do that. First of all, that's not language she uses, but it sure caused some real tense moments between her and her friend. How in the world do they get access to somebody's, literally somebody's
text?
Yeah, a text account.
So it's likely the same foreign actors that somehow got a hold of your wife's phone number. That's a scam called spoofing, where they somehow get a hold of your number. They're able to clone it, and then they start making calls and texts purporting to be you. And usually it's to try to make money. Now, I'm not sure why they'd call and start making threats like this, unless they were trying to shake them down for money.
But, maybe you were rude to a telemarketer, John.
That very well might be the case too.
It's the same scam basically. They're able to come in and actually attack your account.
It is, and this is just one of the scams that we see. You know, there's lots of different types, and there's different types that we see here in Montana. Earlier this year, we saw a phone scam that was targeting Montanans by alleging that they have a faulty or dangerous gas meter and threatening to shut off their power or electricity unless that Montana resident made an immediate payment. And the scammer claimed to be an employee of the Montana Public Service Commission. But the kicker was they were asking for payment via Venmo. Well, the Montana Public Service Commission, number one, they don't take payments. And number two, they certainly don't take them via Venmo. So these are the kind of scams that we see. You know, there was an interesting one that actually the FBI was involved in that involved a Kalispell man earlier last year. And this guy actually was contacted by a group that were purported to be Mexican cartel, and they claimed that they had kidnapped this man's son and demanded a ransom. Now, you know, an investigation found out that that was false. It was a complete spoof job, but they were able to scam that gentleman out of several thousands of dollars. And, you know, these are the unfortunate scams that happen to Montanans, and this is why we're taking such a strong action here, trying to get after these gateway providers that are giving these out-of-country bad actors access to our phone lines.
Okay, now, in addition to the obvious scam calls with, you know, you've won a lottery, just send us a check for so much money, you know, and that kind of a thing, there are legitimate calls, or one of the stepping stones is to imply that they have a former relationship with you, or they're doing a survey and that kind of a thing. Those can't be stopped, can they?
Well, we're hoping to. I mean, look, I don't think we're ever going to be able to completely stop these kinds of phone calls. As I said, I mean, for every criminal law we pass, criminals find ways around them, and they're going to keep breaking the law and trying to scam people. It's a fact that Montana's population is aging, and I think that's why we do see so much of these, or so many of these illegal scam calls targeting our senior citizens here in Montana. You know, my grandparents on the farm in Bainville used to get these calls about once a day. And I can remember one, somebody called actually claiming to be me. And this was, you know, probably a decade ago, but they were claiming that they were me and that I was in a jam and I was in Mexico and I needed some money and I was in jail. And could they please send some money right now via credit card payment? Now, luckily, I happened to be out in the farmyard, and my grandma could look across the yard and see me working on the swather, and she knew I wasn't in Mexico. But, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that happens in Montana all the time, and we're trying earnestly here at the Department of Justice to get it stopped.
So in the interim here, before you are actually successful in stopping it or at least slowing it down, can you offer us some ideas on what we can do to protect ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great, great point. So there's a few tips, and these are pretty common sense stuff. But I mean, number one, really be wary of anybody who calls you and asks you to pay by a gift card or by a wire transfer or by cryptocurrency. There's a lot of these scams that they claim to be the Social Security Administration, they claim to be the IRS, but they want you to pay with an iTunes gift card. Well, last I checked, the IRS wasn't accepting Apple iTunes gift cards for payment. So that's a pretty big red flag.
Yeah.
Also, look out for pre-recorded calls that are posing as government agency. The Social Security Administration is not going to make direct phone calls to individuals. They just don't do that. They send out letters, and it'll be on official letterhead with maybe a contact number. They're not going to reach out to you directly. I know of no instance where the Social Security Administration has done that, specifically with a pre-recorded phone call. That just does not happen. The biggest thing, if you think it's fraudulent, if it seems funny, hang up the phone. Don't give them any of your personal information, because inevitably, at the very least, they're going to try to at least get, you know, your name, a credit card number, a Social Security number from you. If they get that from you, they can even use that and sell that, because you have to remember that your personal data is a valuable commodity that these bad actors can sell. So those are the quick and easy tips that we'd recommend here.
Now, I got a call from somebody a while back, and it was one of those where you've won, but you need to send me money. I said, you didn't get it yet? And they went into shock. You sent money? I said, no, get out of here, you knucklehead.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit of a sadist. I mean, I kind of enjoy messing with those guys, and I get to... The Facebook messages ask, you know, they're purporting to be my great aunt, and pretty soon I figure out that my great aunt wouldn't be soliciting me for some free federal loan program asking me if I'd received my money yet. So I always like to troll them a little bit, but we just have to be so diligent and so careful with these bad actors, and just the best answer is just to hang up and don't engage.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the next question. Do we put ourselves at risk if we do engage them, even if we're messing with them like Robin and you like to do?
As long as you're not divulging personal information, probably not. And look, the way I look at it is the more time I waste on that guy's time, the less time he is targeting somebody else that he might be actually successfully scamming. But, you know, like I said, the best advice is just to hang up and go about your day.
Yeah. Thanks, Austin.
Yeah, you just ignore it. Well, we sure appreciate that. We do appreciate the work that you're doing to try to put an end to these, or at least slow them down a little bit. And we see most of us, I think, have been hacked on Facebook and had our accounts stolen, and they're doing heaven only knows what they're doing in our names.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, it happens every day. And just to give you guys one example and give your listeners one example, I mean, this isn't just lip service with us going after these gateway carriers. Just one example before I let you guys go. In just a matter of a few months, one of these gateway providers, and this is a company called Toll Free Deals, this company transmitted 143 million calls from a single India-based entity, and 20% of these calls were Social Security frauds, 35 of them were loan approval scams, and the rest were a mix of tech support, tax fraud, various other scams. But 143 million illegal calls from an India-based entity that this gateway provider allowed into our country, and that was just in a couple of months. So this really is an issue. Is it the biggest, most flashy issue facing Montana? No, it certainly isn't. But this certainly is an important one, and especially when we're talking about senior citizens in Montana and scams that cost us, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars every year.
Yeah, Austin Knutson, is always a very informative conversation. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Good talking to you.
You too. Take care.